The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So have you guys heard the rumors about Amber Rose and Chris Rock? They're reportedly dating after they were seen hanging out in New York. You guys heard that? Anybody?
I ain't heard nothing about it.
Chris Rock is your friend, Steve. Nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
Amber a little thick now for Chris.
Maybe he's changing. Maybe he likes
everybody
him like that. The older he
gets.
Well, anyway, Amber Rose
I ain't
set
mad
the
at him.
Yes.
Amber thick though. Woo.
Come on. She set the record straight on Entertainment Tonight. She said that she and Chris Rock are just friends. She said it was not a date. I've been friends with Chris Rock for like 13 years. We met for coffee. We talked some crap to each other. He made me laugh because he's hilarious. And that's our friendship. Just friendship. Amber also pointed out there were no signs of PDA when paparazzi spotted them. She added, quote, it just becomes unfair sometimes. So what do you guys think? They might make a cute couple if they are.
Friends just going out.
That's what it is. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Yeah. I'm glad.
I can't be seen nowhere having coffee with no damn body.
That's what you betting I did.
That's all I know.
Well, they're both single.
Your old ass home. Yeah. I mean, what's the matter with it?
Yeah.
I can see it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All right.
Where's the picture of them at? Who has that picture?
Oh, Monica has
Monica,
it.
Of course.
Monica will send it to you. So moving on, summer travel is right around the corner. So let's talk about the number one airport for volume, or the busiest airport in the world. Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport was voted the busiest airport again for 2023 with nearly 105 million passengers. But the second busiest airport, this is a big surprise. I want to see if you can guess this one, Steve. The big surprise. Think
well,
world.
Maybe Denver.
Think globally.
Oh, world, Dubai.
Dubai. Absolutely right.
Oh,
I knew
wow.
You could guess it. For the first time ever, Dubai takes the number two spot. Now, this is according to the Airports Council International Rankings for 2023. Dubai served around 87 million passengers last year. Dubai's airport.
I'm going to tell you this, though. That Dubai airport,
mm-hmm.
It's fly.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
It's fly.
They got it in there, man.
Yeah.
They got it in there.
It is
the dopest airport
there.
On planet Earth.
Yes.
It is not.
It was number five.
They have, they have a VIP section in the airport that's just for first class passengers.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. tell you, they have their own lane of all designer stores. They got a cigar lounge. You can take showers. You can get manicure, whatever you want. It's in there. They got restaurants just in this wing. Yes.
You can go to Dubai and really don't leave the airport. You really can't. You can
just stay, just stay there.
Yeah.
Just saying, I kicked it in Dubai.
It's got everything that we need.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Cuban cigars.
Dubai was number 5 in 2022, which means there has been a big growth in that area because it's beautiful. People so want to see it. It's beautiful. All right. Steve, do you remember the couple from, and I know you do, from The Golden Bachelor, the first season? Jerry Turner, Teresa Nist.
Yes.
You remember them?
They was just on the show.
Yeah. They filmed an episode of Celebrity Family Feud. Well, they split up just a week after they filmed that episode, and now they're divorcing, Steve. Can you believe that? And they were only married for 3 months.
What did you do at the show to make people leave each other? What did you do, dog?
Oh, it's Steve's fault.
Well, you got folks breaking up at Family Feud.
And you putting them together and Ready to Love, huh?
I got life is shorter at this point. So.
Wow, that is
life
crazy.
Life is shorter,
though.
So. I was sitting there like, you know. Now, let me tell you what they had. They had all of the, let me start ahead. They had five, they had all of the Golden Bachelorettes on there. Mm. And,
He
missed on a couple of picks.
Yeah, I see that.
They had the contestants on there too as well. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think he's going to go back in that well. Yeah. Hey, man, let me tell you something. The black lady on there named Sandra, because I was complimenting how the ladies was dressed nice. They was fly. And I was complimenting them. And I said, man, y'all look wonderful. I say, now I'm older than all of you. And the women was going there going, Steve, no, you're not.
Yeah, they were.
And this black lady was Steve. No, you're not. You're not. Mm-hmm. This lady, Sandra, was 76 years old.
What?
And
beautiful.
Let me tell you something, man.
It is beautiful.
If this woman had told me she was 58,
20 years younger,
I'd have went for it. This woman was stunning.
Yeah.
This black lady at 76, up. Sandra, was stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunning, man.
Yeah. So, they've disappointed.
But the Bachelor,
they've disappointed a lot of people.
He's going to go back in that well because there's a couple of them he could have picked. Other
they had to do what's best for them. Yeah.
Yeah. They lived in different states.
Yeah.
So did they say why they divorced?
Yeah, because they live in separate states and they have families and lives and jobs there and they did not want to move. They didn't want to move. And leave their families and stuff.
I'm not giving up my front porch now. That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
My front porch.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, your nephew has a question for you, Uncle Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.